City of Jamestown extends mask mandate. Party named Region 5 Secondary School Principal of the Year. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Members of the Jamestown City Council moved to extend the current mask mandate Monday. Councilmember David Steele stated that current low numbers of COVID-19 cases in Jamestown and Stutsman County were the direct result of the current mandate.
If we lift the mask mandates at this time, you'll have the virus out there. People are still mobile. We're moving around. If we're looking at Stutsman County and no one left the county and no one came into the county, we could probably lift the mask mandate. I would like to see us just absolutely crush this virus and continue with the masks and the social distancing.
Councilmember Brian Camlett stated the decision to wear a mask should be up to residents and businesses in Jamestown.
I just think it's time to, if people want to wear their masks, let them wear their masks. I think it's to the point where if somebody doesn't want to wear the mask, then it should be up to them.
The mandate was extended on a 3-2 vote until the April 5th City Council meeting, where it will be addressed again. Jamestown Middle School Principal Ryan Hardy was selected as the Region 5 Secondary School Principal of the Year by the NDASSP. All principals from their respective regions are filling out applications for the honor of being the 2021 North Dakota State Principal of the Year. The Principal of the Year will be selected in March and announced in the beginning of April of 2021. If selected, Hardy would represent North Dakota at the 2021 NASSP National Conference and be in the running for the 2022 National NASSP Principal of the Year. And James Lyman has been appointed North Dakota Commerce Commissioner after serving for 3 years as one of the agency's directors. Lyman has been the department's Director of Economic Development and Finance since March 2018. He replaces Michelle Comer, who resigned in October to rejoin the private sector. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. For more news anytime, make sure you like us on Facebook at News Dakota.